The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And in case you missed it, Ronda Rousey does it one more time. Needs about 20 more seconds than the last time she fought. That chick is a beast, I got to admit it. She is an absolute beast. Someone who is not an absolute beast. Tiger Woods, man. He literally teased a couple of people for like two rounds, and then he had that Tiger blow up round, and now it's another one of those weeks where we're saying, well, Tiger looked like he had it, and then once again Tiger looked like he lost it. Anyways, a lot going on in the world of sports, a lot of trades going on in the Major League Baseball. You had guys making their debuts and having close calls and just missing. And obviously I'm talking about Cole Hamels going there for the Texas Rangers. But let's welcome in Jeff Rich, my tag team partner in crime. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
You know, Dorf, it's like these fights, you know, it's tough because it's such quality athleticism, but it's not great entertainment. But I'm doing well on this Sunday morning. I hope you're feeling the same way.
You know what? I get what you're saying. I mean, those things are not long, that's for sure. Sometimes, or sometimes they are long, and maybe there's not a lot of action, to be honest with you. But when there's a lot of action and people are going at it, man, oh man, it seems like it can happen in a fury. Anyway, speaking of a fury, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Is your patio or driveway looking a little worse for the wear? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a great way to put a new face on it right after this.
Step one, make a list of your weekend projects. Drywall, wash the patio, scrape the loose paint on the deck. Step two, pour yourself a cup of coffee.
Hey, Family Guy's on TV. Love that show.
Step three, 2 hours later, back to your list. Step four, pick a project, break out the tools, get it done. Step five, go ahead. One more episode. No guilt this time. Hyde Tools. Everything you need to start somewhere at thehideway.com.
Concrete is used for outdoor surfaces like patio, walks, and drives because it's durable stuff, but it doesn't always stay looking good. Concrete is going to crack, and it's just the nature of the beast. If the slab is structurally sound, breaking it up doesn't make sense. You can dress it up. For this, you'll need a concrete resurfacer. After a good cleaning, you'll need to fill any of the cracks, pits, or spalled areas with a small batch of the resurfacer. Just spread it on with a trowel. Then you can mix up a larger batch and spread it over the entire area with a squeegee, about a 16th to a quarter of an inch thick. If you want a non-skid surface, you can drag a fine bristle broom over it after just a few minutes to create a textured finish. You'll have the look of freshly poured concrete without all of the work. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Well, Jeff, I want to get into baseball, but we're going to wait to do that with John Poulter because he is our baseball guy, and that'll be in about 13 minutes or so. We'll start talking some baseball with him. But, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the NFL. And, you know, we got what we thought was going to happen the other day, Tom Brady and the 4-game suspension being upheld, and now we'll see what goes on. You see Brady at training camp like everybody else. So in your humble estimation, or opinion, I should say, do you think this thing just quiets down, or do you think it gets even more ugly before the NFL season starts?
I think that it's been ugly since the day after the AFC Championship came back in January. Everything else has just kind of supplemented what happened back in January or even possibly before. We don't know how long Tom Brady's been doing this or even really that Tom Brady's been doing it. I know that it's really easy to connect the dots, and that's kind of the hang up right there. They want to connect the dots. They think it's so obvious that I'm talking about Troy Vincent and Roger Goodell there. They feel like they have to do something because this is such a big, ugly story. And I'm not sure that they really have a leg to stand on. Now, if Tom Brady has to testify in federal court, he subjects himself to perjury. So maybe that's the step that it has to get to for the Patriots and Brady himself to quiet down here.
I mean, is it reasonable to think that Tom Brady is innocent here? Again, I think that there has to be some sort of foul play on his part. I'm sorry. Look, I know the guy's great, but when you destroy your cell phone, when you do things along those lines, there are reasons why people think you're guilty. And, you know, you have people saying, well, they can still get the evidence from the cell phone, this and that and the other. My point is this: if you have to destroy something, you're probably guilty in the first place. Yes or no, Jeff?
I think he's got some level of plausible deniability here that this stuff was done to, you know, it was done for his benefit, but not at his request. I think that there's a reasonable argument to be had. I'm not sure that I would buy it, but I'm sure that there's a reasonable argument that you know, to be had that Tom Brady is actually innocent in all of this, though there's no questioning he benefited from it. So I think that I'm gonna let go of the phone. I just don't know what could have been on there that was that damning. And if it was after they told him that he would not need to present it, then I'm gonna chalk that up to no big deal. I know that that's kind of a fool's errand to some extent, but at the same time, you know, you have to go pretty far. You have to reach out to give Tom Brady the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, I try to do that. I try to, I try not to be the one to cast the first stone, especially when it's, you know, perhaps not justified.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think something fishy happened. Whether he asked for it to happen or not, that's another story. I just find it interesting that when they do ask you to turn your cell phone in or whatever, that it winds up being destroyed. So that raises some serious eyebrows. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, phones get ruined and broken and whatnot, but it just seems a little strange to me that his phone would get destroyed, you know, at a point where it could potentially have some incriminating stuff on there. Just
well, let me ask you something. Have you ever used a Samsung phone? Because I've had it forced upon me, and I'd be willing to break the Samsung phone that I have in front of me just to, you know, just for general purposes. So I'm not so sure that that's not a move done out of frustration. But you know, and of course I'm joking here. But you know, it's weird. You know, it's weird with all these toys we have today. You know, some people do destroy their old toys when they move on to the next step. It's kind of sick, and you know, it's an embarrassment of riches, but it happens.
I don't know, man. I have a Samsung phone, and I'm not looking to break it, just so you know, man. These things are too – I know this is an irrelevant point to Tom Brady, but these things are too expensive for me to want to go out and break them. So, yeah, I don't break my cell phone, just me personally. But, hey, let's move on to something bigger and better. Russell Wilson. Guy got paid, man. Is it too much, or is he worth it?
I think he's worth every penny of it. Now, it's tough because what does this do to Seattle? They didn't stop spending money. You know, the day after they agreed to terms with Russ, that you know, they make a big ad on their defense, or you know, give themselves some insurance for a few years by putting Bobby Wagner on for four more. I think that you know, Seattle must know what they're doing to some extent. The way you know the way it's played out on the field, I don't know that. You know, I don't know that they become cap victims. I don't know that they do the big fire sale. I think that it keeps on keeping on, and you figure a way to work, you know, work beast mode in there with, you know, with Russell Wilson, and, you know, figure out a way to either develop or keep paying these defensive guys. I think Seattle's got a good model there. I think Schneider's done a great job there, and I think Pete Carroll's part of the personnel, and, you know, if Pete says pay Russell his money, then it's going to happen, and it did happen.
Look, I mean, say what you want about Pete Carroll. I may not necessarily respect the guy for a lot of things that happen off the field and back in the day at USC, but you know what? He has the respect of his players. He gets the max out of his players, and I agree with you, man. I think Seattle is okay. They don't need you need there are certain positions that you need, and you know what? You need a quarterback, and I'll tell you what. Russell Wilson has proven that he's a winner. You know, you get to where he's gotten in the short amount of time that he's been there. That speaks volumes, man, and that deserves to be rewarded. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are naysayers and say, listen, guy's getting paid too much money. He's not worth it. But at the end of the day, man, you tell me guys that have had back-to-back years like he has, I really can't think of many. Can you?
No, he's being punished right now, or he was prior to signing this deal, for being drafted in the third round. You know, I'm so glad that the NFL has changed the rules, going from that Sam Bradford draft to the Cam Newton draft, to where quarterbacks can't, you know, to where number one overall picks can't sign $50 million contracts. So, yeah, they have to sign, you know, outrageous to you and I, of course, but a lot more modest contracts, and they have to earn it. Now, you're a third rounder because of that slotting system. It punishes guys like Russell Wilson. You know, he wasn't drafted. You know, he wasn't drafted to start right away. A couple of years back, they had Matt Flynn in camp, and they thought that you know the way that he backed up Aaron Rodgers, that he was gonna he was gonna be the guy. And Russell Wilson was a development project that turned into a day one starter. I think it's amazing, but it's it's just incredible that And the common fan is going to hurt these guys. And Russell Wilson never held out, never got to that point. But we get on these, the common fan gets on these guys for holding out for more money and not playing out their contract. But Russell Wilson clearly outplayed his contract probably in year one, if not year two at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, most definitely. I agree with you 100%. And you didn't hear him complain either. I think that is refreshing too. He said, listen, I'm going to play my contract out if it doesn't get dealt with, and we'll take it from there. And if Seattle isn't in my future, then Seattle isn't in my future. You know, I mean, I personally really think the guy is refreshing. He's what we want athletes to be these days. But for the most part, they're not. They like to complain. They like to beg for more money or say they can't make it on $7 million a year because that's what they're getting paid and their family's not going to have enough money to live on. So I'll be honest with you. Russell Wilson, very refreshing. Yeah, the guy got paid a lot of money. Yeah, there's always going to be haters out there. But at the end of the day, this guy can play, and he's a big reason why they've been to back-to-back Super Bowls. Anyways, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're just getting warmed up. On the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family. Or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We're going to track down John Poulter. I know he is somewhere. I can't remember exactly where. He said he was taking a little vacation, so we will track him down. But in the meantime, I know, Jeff, you did want to finish up a thought on Russell Wilson, so the floor is yours, my man.
Well, you know, we talk about Russell Wilson's character a lot. It's definitely strong. He's definitely likable. And he definitely has that image that sells. And, you know, you think about his contracts, you know, $158,000 in signing bonus money, It's gone up over the years from around $400,000 to about $662,000 a year, which is really peanuts in the scope of professional athletes. But he's had to supplement that because he was a third round pick. He's had to supplement that with, you know, Bose, Alaska Airlines, the American Family Insurance commercials run a lot. The Microsoft tablet commercials ran a lot during the basketball tournament. He's with Braun and Duracell, and he has a lot more endorsement deals because he's needed the money a little bit more. He's needed to take advantage of that squeaky clean image, and he has to maintain it to continue to have these endorsement deals and make money hand over fist, not just from Paul Allen and the Seattle Seahawks payroll, but from what he could do selling himself off the field. I think that perhaps being a third round pick has developed his character. I'm not saying that he was a bad guy or anything at NC State and up in Madison, which is, kind of how the American Family insurance commercial endorsement works, but he has to be clean because he didn't start out, he wasn't born on third base in the NFL, and I really commend his effort and, $60 million in guaranteed money. I think it's well-deserved.
You know what, though? Just a thought on that. I mean, here's the deal. We have these guys that we put on a pedestal and we make them heroes of that particular sport. And, I'm talking of the Michael Jordans of the world, the LeBron James of the world. For football, let's say the Reggie Whites, the Brett Favres, even the Tom Brady's, you have these people that are very good at what they do. And, and Tom Brady along the same lines as Russell Wilson, let's be honest, he's had to earn it too, man. 199th is when he was picked. So, he didn't come out a real high pick and a guy that we were talking about as being one of the best. It just happened, man. You know what? He had the skills, and there were a lot of teams that passed on that guy, and guarantee they're kicking themselves for passing on him. So, same thing with Russell Wilson. You got all these people saying, hey, this, that, and the other. He's not the greatest quarterback. He's too short. He can't see over the offensive linemen, this and that and the other. You know what? The bottom line is, Jeff, if he finds a way to win, and he does it at a really, really unbelievable clip, to be honest with you. So sometimes those big money makers and endorsement deals, you know what? They do have to earn it a little bit more. They're guys that come out of the woodwork, like – Russell Wilson, he was a third rounder, but at the end of the day, the guy has the ability to be a great player in the NFL. So what I'm really trying to say is sometimes, these guys get picked and they're first round draft pick and where they've got all this hype and they never live up to it. Russell Wilson, like you said, has exceeded expectations, and you know what? He deserves to get whatever they'll pay him. So kudos to Russell Wilson for getting paid.
Well, most definitely. Well, you know what? And the other thing about the endorsements is you do have to maintain an image. Randy Moss, Randy Moss is probably a top five receiver all time in the NFL and certainly within my lifetime. And you know how many endorsement deals he had throughout his career? Zero. He was not a marketable person. He wasn't necessarily a horrible person. You could focus on the negatives and you could paint that picture, but he just wasn't a marketable guy, and his talent didn't translate to anything outside of his NFL contract. So,
Jeff, I'd more say it like this. To be honest with you, there's other guys like Randy Moss, and I'll put him in the same category as like an Ocho Cinco. And you know what? I'm not saying that they're the same talent level. However, Ocho did have his moments, and Randy obviously had his moments, but I think they just don't deal with success very well. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's like they're these great athletes. They're getting paid all kinds of big bucks, and for some reason, they are the type of guy that could have endorsement deals, but because they're not responsible enough to know how to handle all the fame and the glory and everything that gets thrown at them with it, they're just not good guys for those types of those positions. So, you know what? Russell Wilson is a guy that shows a lot of respect to the game. He's got class beyond belief, and you know what? He deserves all the money that he's getting paid. Speaking of getting paid and deserving all the money, we got John Poulter joining us. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Can't complain. I know you're somewhere. You're not in your normal home or where you normally do the show from. Where are you at this week?
Well, my wife and I are taking about 10 days vacation in a ski resort by the name of Blue Mountains, Ontario. Obviously not a ski resort in the summertime, just a lot of good scenery to look at and walking trails. And Blue Mountain is about 2 hours and 10 minutes drive north-northwest of Toronto, and it's on a big body of water called Georgian Bay. So it's close to cottage country, very nice, very peaceful, and a great time to get away from the city for a few days.
You know, a lot of things happen in Major League Baseball this week, obviously with trade deadline and whatnot. Well, I mean, let's just start here. David Price gets traded. Cole Hamels gets traded. Give me some of your winners, some of your losers, and some of those teams that needed to make moves and maybe didn't make moves, and then some that made some foolish ones.
Well, I think you could put several teams into any or all of those categories. you know, in terms of the biggest winners at the deadline, I look at three teams. I look at the Blue Jays, the Royals, and the Astros. And I'm going to say the Blue Jays definitely were the big winners short term. You know, they picked up five major league players, including David Price, as you mentioned, and only gave up one major league player in the name of Jose Reyes, and he was more than capably replaced at shortstop by Troy Tulowitzki. So I think short-term, I think the Blue Jays are huge winners. Long-term, it's going to be tough to tell. They gave up 11 pitching prospects in those four deals they made this week. And if you believe in the fact that your farm system is your major league roster 5 years down the road, I have to wonder if we're going to be watching Joe the gas station attendant pitching the seventh inning 5 years from now for the Blue Jays. So it's kind of all or nothing for the Blue Jays. I think the other two teams that were big winners were the Royals and the Astros, two very good teams, solid teams, young teams that added some leadership and some pitching help, and that's going to make both of those teams better. So to me, those were the three big winners. The team that surprised me in terms of not making a move was the New York Yankees. You know, they made only one small move, and I expected the Yankees to be doing a lot more, especially with Pineda going on the disabled list and CC Sabathia being taken to the hospital with some form of heat exhaustion. So that sort of puzzled me a little bit that the Yankees didn't get the checkbook out, and does that tell us that the Yankees are doing business in a much different way than we've known them to do business in the past?
Well, I mean, let me jump in here real quick, Jeff, and then take it away. I mean, they are leading the division by five games. I'm talking about the Yankees, obviously. Baltimore and Toronto playing a game of, you know, flip-flop here this week. I would say Tampa Bay is probably done, and I think you're looking at a three-team race, but I think New York maybe felt like they could get it done with what they had, to be honest with you. Jeff, go ahead.
Well, you know what? I think that the story might also exist in the other part of New York, from, you know, taking it from the Bronx to Queens. I have to share this Jerry Seinfeld tweet from this morning, because he's a big Mets fan, and he says, "Hey, you know, it's real Cespedes for the rest of us." What impact does Cespedes make on that lineup? Can they give Washington a chase, and, you know, can they be a legitimate contender in the National League? I'm speaking of the New York Mets, of course, John.
Well, they can certainly be a contender, because I think that division is starting to tighten up, and I think we've all agreed over the course of the season that the Mets' strength has been their pitching, and it's just that they've had absolutely no hitting at all, and they were able to pick up Cespedes without giving up anybody significant off the major league roster. So that has to help them. The Nationals really did nothing at the trade deadline, so they sort of stood pat. But what's starting to get interesting there is that they're starting to get some of their pitchers back from injury, including Strasburg. So it would never surprise me if Washington were able to match the Mets in terms of pitching, and then it'll come down to the bats. And if
let me ask you this. Can Washington deal with two alphas at the end of the game in the bullpen with Storen and Clippert?
Yeah, I think they can. I just think Washington is a good, strong team. I just don't see them sort of faltering again. I think they learned a huge lesson last year and probably the year before in terms of how they played and how they approached it. I'd still be putting my money on Washington if I was a betting man, Jeff.
I agree with you there. Hey, we got to take a quick pause for the cause, fellas, but stick around. John Poulter's going to hang with us till the top of the hour for the most part, and we'll get the skinny on the rest of what's going on in Major League Baseball. And you know what? I was kind of surprised. Maybe the Brewers didn't get rid of a few more players, to be honest with you. I know they got rid of Gomez to the Astros and a few other guys, but the bottom line is interesting. We'll have to see how the rest of the season plays out. Look, we've only got we're less than 60 games, I believe. Anyways, we got to get a quick pause for the cause. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Hi there. I need business phone service that sounds great.
Tired of the monkey business? Easy Office Phone is serious when it comes to business communications. Custom built for your needs, Easy Office Phone provides optimized voice quality to guarantee you make yourself heard. For a limited time, get the first month of phone service and 3 months of video conferencing free when you purchase select Panasonic phones. Get started today at EasyOfficePhone.com. That's EasyOfficePhone.com. No more monkey business.
We love the feel of the summer sun, but its heat and ultraviolet rays can punish our homes. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about protecting your home from the sun right after this.
Siding that captures the look and feel of natural wood and is easy to maintain, you can have both with Royal Estate Siding. Living with Royal Estate means never having to trade sag resistance and low maintenance for timeless exterior design and curb appeal. Its partial rollover hem provides exceptional wind load resistance, and it comes in a wide range of UV-resistant colors that match virtually any home. Wood grain presence and effortless endurance come together in the same siding. Learn more about Royal Estate Siding at royalbuildingproducts.com.
When you think about how much exposure a home has to sunlight, it's no wonder that it takes a toll. The sun's rays can make painted exterior surfaces bake and peel. Sunlight passes through windows, exposing the interior to ultraviolet rays and serious heat gain. And those UV rays fade and destroy fabrics and materials over time. For many homeowners, awnings are the perfect answer. By shading walls, windows, and patios, you can block up to 60% of the sun's heat and almost all of the damaging UV rays. The payoff is lower cooling bills, and inside fabrics and furnishings last a lot longer. There are basically two types of awnings, stationary and retractable, most of which are very reasonably priced and easy to install. And besides, the right awning can add a stylish accent to its appearance. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, Jeff Rich with me. We're hanging out with John Poulter, our professor of sports. If you want to throw us a question, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And John Poulter, what's your handle again?
At 12, John Poulter.
There you go. So, John, we've been talking a little bit about winners, losers, this, that, and the other. You know what? The biggest winner, another team that doesn't need to do much, St. Louis Cardinals, man, they just continue to just absolutely shred the rest of the league. And, gosh, Pittsburgh, man, if I'm them, I'm just kicking myself because they'd be ripping up on the rest of the league, too, if they were in another division, John.
Yeah, they would. And you know, I think all three of those teams in that division, the top three teams, have all gone 6-4 in the last 10. So Cardinals are holding on to that lead, and they're just playing a little bit above 500 baseball. Right now they're the only team in the majors that are on track to win 100 games. So that tells you that they're playing well and they're playing consistently. Probably the strongest division in baseball, and as we've talked about before, it wouldn't be surprising to see both of the wild card teams in the National League come out of that division. I sort of have a theory that as long as a team has enough weeks remaining to make up one game in a week, you have a chance at the postseason. In the American League, it's extremely tight. In fact, every team is within 9 games of the wild card. In the National League, it's a little bit more tight. The Mets, Cubs, Padres, and D-backs are the only teams that are within 9 games of a wild card spot, and only 2 of those teams, the Mets and the Cubs, are less than 5 games away. And I'm sort of excluding the teams that are already in that race, being the Giants and the Pirates. So I think it's very possible we're going to see a lot of National League teams in the postseason. And one comment from earlier, Andy, you were talking about the Yankees, and perhaps the reason they didn't make a huge bunch of moves other than getting Dustin Ackley was that they're up by 5 games. And, yeah, that's very true. But one thing I will point out is that the Blue Jays and the Yankees still have 13 games to play out of their 18- or 19-game regular season. So, yeah, the Blue Jays got to go 9-4 or 8-5 to have any chance. But the way that they've loaded up and the way that those bats are right now, I guess anything's possible, especially if the Yankees are getting a little soft in the pitching market.
No, that's a good point. I mean, again, look, they made this push so that they would have an opportunity to make a splash here in the last 60 games or so, and we'll see what happens for the Blue Jays. But, you know, sometimes, you know, what they say is, or at least what I say is, sometimes less is more, and we'll just see how it happens. And sometimes when you do more, you wind up, you know, squandering things, and it doesn't work out for you. So this is the first time the Yankees haven't really been doing too much, and people are scratching their head and wondering why. Well, maybe they just figured sometimes, at least this time, less could be more.
Yeah, very, very much so. And you know, the Cardinals are kind of the same way. They're a little bit better in terms of where they stand ahead of the other teams in their division right now. But the Cardinals just seem to always do that, a little bit of tweaking and a little bit of a small addition here and a small addition there. And the next thing you know, here's another 95 to 100 win season. It seems like it's magical, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And another team that's pretty darn solid, and they're kind of starting to push away, is Kansas City. How do you feel about them moving forward, and do they have enough now to make that serious push?
Yeah, I think they do, and this is kind of one of the points that I was making earlier when you asked me about winners and losers. You know, they picked up Cueto, and they picked up Zobrist, and, you know, they made a good team all that much better. And Zobrist is playing left field right now because Alex Gordon is out, and I suspect that when Gordon comes back, Zobrist probably moves to second base and gives them a little bit more offense there, gives them some more versatility. I mean, we all know that Zobrist is the man of many positions. He's shown that in Tampa Bay. He's shown that in Oakland. And the fact that they lost Jason Vargas, they had to get a guy like Cueto to stay in contention. So, and it's also going to take some pressure off the other guys in their rotation, such as Ventura and Danny Duffy. So I think the Royals probably strengthen themselves, and they're in a division where they should be pulling away. Minnesota's the closest team to them right now, but, you know, I think it's a great story in Minnesota, but I'd really be surprised if Minnesota is so close to the heels of the Royals at the end of the season as they are today.
Absolutely. Jeff Bolton, professor of sports, joining us. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, you know, the White Sox have been pretty hot lately. Winners of 8 out of their last 10. They're only a couple games. They're only 3.5 games back in the wild card. Are they a team that could perhaps overtake Minnesota, even if they can't catch Kansas City in the American League Central Division?
Yeah, I think they could. You know, at the start of the year, I think we all thought that the White Sox won the winter in terms of, won the off season in terms of player improvements and additions. I still think that they can do it. I think the fact that they didn't trade Samardzija was probably clue number one there, that they still think they have a shot at it. And that division is very close. I mean, even your Indians are only six games out of a wild card, Jeff, and they're sitting in the basement of that division. So they're in it as well. I think.
Well, the Indians are going to see what they've got. You know, I think that the Indians are going to give the youth a chance, and they, you know, you don't need to be giving Brandon Moss and David Murphy at bats when you need to see what your youth is worth.
Jeff, do you think that Francona's in some trouble there, given the talent that's on the field?
I think that everybody's job should be in jeopardy. I'm not sure that the Dolans would agree with me, but that whole Shapiro, Antonetti, Francona thing, it looks like it's based on analytics that didn't work, and I think that the experiment is over. Mark Shapiro's done a great job with this organization, but perhaps it's time to move on, is my opinion.
Yeah, and I suspect that if Francona does leave, there'll probably be a lineup of teams ready to sign him on.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how long he wants to manage. I don't think that he's got anything left to prove. It would have been a nice story to see him do better things with Cleveland, but he did take him to that postseason game a couple years ago. So, I mean, that's an accomplishment considering that the team hasn't been in the postseason since 2007, if not for that 2013 wild card.
Yeah, yeah. He did seem to enjoy that little spell in the broadcast booth too, didn't he?
I think he was a good fit. I like him right next to Curt Schilling on ESPN, and I'm not a big fan of ESPN, so that's something that could work for him again in the future. And we know that Curt Schilling's going to have to take some work for the next couple years here anyway.
Yeah, I think.
Hey, John, let me ask you this. You know, Houston Astros, they like you said, they made some moves to obviously help themselves out. They took the first punch, too, to be honest with you. You know, the Angels wound up getting first place, and now we see Houston back atop that division by three games, and, you know, that has a lot to do with the Angels losing five in a row. But point being, Houston's in there, man, and they're going to battle this thing out. And you know what? It's great to see, but just out of your thoughts, I mean, they've been battle-tested a little bit. They were knocked out of first. They're back in first. How does that bode for this team coming down the stretch run?
I think it was a great wake-up call for them. I think the Angels pushed them to the point where the Astros realized that they needed to strengthen it a little bit. Kazmir was a great pickup. Mike Fiers was also a good pickup. You know, they're going to give the rotation a little bit of relief because Keuchel and McHugh need a little bit of support. And, you know, McCullers is a rookie, so you leave him in that fifth spot, and that's still a pretty formidable rotation. And then, of course, they've picked up Gomez in center field, which is going to give them some depth until Springer gets back. When Springer gets back, you play the two of them. Marisnik's been on and off the disabled list, and Rasmus has been playing over his head for most of the year. So I think they've made all the right moves, and they didn't give up anybody off the major league roster. Their farm system is exceedingly deep. So I think from a long-term standpoint, the Astros might have been a winner as much as Toronto has in the short term on this last few days' transactions.
Does this sound crazy to you or what? But potentially, could we see Kansas City playing Houston to see who goes to the World Series?
Yeah, it's very possible, and wouldn't the TV markets love that with all the money that's being spent in terms of signing stars in some of the other locations? So wouldn't that be interesting to see a Houston-Kansas City American League pennant race?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it would be, to me it would be awesome, but I don't know about ratings and whatnot and interest level, but I would just like to see something different. Jeff, Kansas City, Houston potentially playing for the World Series, is that possible?
Oh, it's absolutely possible. I think it's likely, and I think that I'll love it. Yeah, I was going to mention something. You know, Paul Goldschmidt's originally from Houston, the Diamondback slugger I'm talking about. In 2 years, his five-year deal that he signed before the 2013 season is up. Is there a spot for Paul Goldschmidt if he wants to play close to home to, you know, be another cog in this Houston Astros project that has shown just yards and yards of success so quickly?
Well, it would be an interesting pickup, that's for sure, although I've always felt that Goldschmidt felt that he was a big part of the future in Arizona as well. So whether the hometown feeling would be a factor, obviously dollars will be involved, but I don't see the Diamondbacks giving up on Goldschmidt without one heck of a fight. If there's that great yearning to play at home, perhaps he would take a discount to go home, so to speak. But you know, who knows? The Astros have been tooling themselves to be a good team in 17 and 18, and they're already there. So, with all due respect to Goldschmidt, perhaps they won't need him in 2 years.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here. Hey, let me ask you this, John. Only a couple minutes left here. You know what? The Dodgers are kind of cruising along. They're in first place, but there's those Giants just a game and a half back. And you know what? It seems like every other year this team has it going on. Could we see the Giants make a real solid push here in the second half of the season?
Yeah, I think.
Or last 55, 60 games, whatever it is.
Yeah, I never count the Giants out, although I see that they did put Tim Hudson on the disabled list with some shoulder injury the other day. So that's never good when you see a guy his age going on the disabled list with shoulder injuries. I think the Giants ride Baumgartner in terms of their pitching pretty much all the way. They need some support from the rest of the rotation, but you know, I don't think Matt Cain's going to come back and make much of a contribution this the season. And, I mean, he was obviously one of the key pieces to that rotation and will be going forward. But Giants always seem to find a way to win. The fact that they've won 3 in 5 years and two of those from the wild card spot tells you that there's always some gas in the tank as far as the San Francisco Giants are concerned.
Yeah, no, the National League wild card races are just going to be awesome. I think they're better than the American League, and if you look at the balance of power, I would say that there's a lot better baseball being played in the National League right now than the American League. John, yes or no?
Yeah, so those wild card races are different from the standpoint that everybody technically is still in the American League, even though we know that some of them are not, simply because they're so far behind. But I can see the Giants, the Mets, the Cubs being major players in that, I just think we're going to see some real good baseball, and I'm still looking at that National League Central as a real competitive division.
Absolutely. John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out, even when you're on vacation. Have a great day, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, buddy.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. We'll be back home next week and look forward to chatting with you then.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, gets at us everywhere, wherever he is, man, all over Canada, wherever he is in the U.S., you name it, he always has got our backs. But anyways, Jeff, Rich, and I back to wrap it up here for hour number one. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here in hour number one of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, we are live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. We do love thoughts. We do love opinions. Want to know what's on your mind for sure. Jeff, real quickly, before we get out of here, I don't know if you happen to check out any of the basketball game, the African exhibition game with Hakeem Olajuwon and Dikembe Mutombo. Did you check any of that out, man?
Yeah, I caught glimpses. I was out and about on Saturday when that game was at least aired here in the United States. And, you know, it's good to see the guys that really are ambassadors for their countries to the NBA to get on the floor. And, you know, it was an interesting game. It was a nice little all-star exhibition. It looked like everybody was playing to win. It was cool to see.
It looked like Hakeem Olajuwon could still play, to be honest with you, man. I was pretty impressed. That spin move is still pretty unstoppable. The guy's amazing, man. And you kind of forget those couple years that Michael Jordan wasn't playing basketball, and then Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, and those guys winning the back-to-back titles. You know, you kind of forget about how good he really was, to be honest with you. The guy was awesome. Guy was amazing.
Nobody argues. Everybody talks about Sam Bowie. Nobody ever questions Hakeem Olajuwon going before Michael Jordan in the draft. So I think that right there says it. You know, everything that he was, you know, he's not going to go down. You know, I don't think that he's going to be remembered as a top two all-time center, but man, Hakeem the Dream was something else to see. I didn't get to see him in his college days, but watching him light it up for the Houston Rockets in the early to mid-80s was quite the sight.
Well, and let's be honest, man, watching him in that finals, abusing Patrick Ewing, man, he was unbelievable. There were like 2 years where he literally was unstoppable, probably the best player in the league, at least for those couple years anyway. Anyways, that's going to do it for hour number one. Keep it close. Hour number two on the horizon. Jeff and Fred Wallen join me. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back, everybody.